finally feel like I'm speaking English. A rhythm practice breakthrough. Have you ever had that magical moment when suddenly English starts to flow out of your mouth naturally, smoothly, almost like music? One of my clients, Mie, experienced exactly that during our rhythm training session. After we did a two-beat rhythm practice, I said to her, "Very good, how do you feel?" She said, "Yeah, I feel like finally I'm speaking English." As a pronunciation coach, I live for these moments, because this isn't just about making good sounds. It's about finding the rhythm of American English and letting that rhythm carry your speech. That day, Mie and I were working on a rhythm practice sheet called Drag It Out. This exercise focuses on two-beat rhythm, alternating long and short syllables to create a natural, relaxed flow, just like native speakers do when they talk. Here are the lines she worked on. Drag it out, drag it out. It's all about just noticing where to stress those syllables. Say it just like when you sing. Make it short, make it short. Look and find the unstressed schwas. Those are shy and they're not high. Keep it low, your mind will blow. Before she worked on rhythm practice, Mie had struggled to connect sound smoothly. Her recordings often sounded a little choppy, a common challenge for many Japanese learners. But as we practiced together, tapping the beat, relaxing between stressed syllables, and coordinating her breath and rhythm, something shifted. When she finished reading the lines with flow, she smiled and said, "Yeah, I feel like finally I'm speaking English." I responded playfully, "Like American, right? Not British, that's for sure." She nodded enthusiastically. What made the difference for her wasn't thinking harder about pronunciation. It was feeling the rhythm, especially that breath control between stressed and unstressed syllables. We practiced alternating long and short beats. Long and short, long and short. Don't be choppy, like ocean wave, come and go. And with that, her speech suddenly sounded smoother, more confident, and distinctly American. Why rhythm changes everything? Rhythm is the hidden key to sounding natural in English. When you ride the rhythm, you don't have to overthink each sound. The beat gives your speech shape and flow. For Mie, focusing on rhythm helped her, 1, relax her breath between stressed syllables. 2, connect sounds smoothly, instead of pronouncing word by word. 3, feel like she was really in the language, not just imitating it. This is the biggest aspect of my accent training. It's not just about phonetics. It's about syncing your body, breath, and voice with English rhythm. When you do that, your speech starts to feel effortless. So try yourself. Here's a simple way to experience this. 1, pick one of the lines from the exercise, like drag it out. 2, tap a steady two-beat rhythm with your hand or foot. Drag it out, drag it out. It's all about just noticing. Number 3, say the line along with the beat, stretching stressed syllables and only lightly touching the unstressed ones. Number 4, keep your breath flowing. Don't chop each word. Repeat a few times and notice, does your speech start to flow more naturally? When Mia exclaimed, "I finally feel like I'm speaking English," she wasn't talking about mastering every vowel or consonant. She was talking about that shift from struggling to connect sounds to feeling the rhythm and letting English come alive through her. This is the transformation I want all my students to experience. Because once you catch the rhythm, English stops feeling like a foreign language and starts to feel like music you can truly dance to. After practicing a few times, you might surprise yourself by saying, "Hey, I feel like I'm really speaking English." If you're interested in a private lesson, please check out the website down below. Thanks for listening.